Live Wednesday edition. We kick off hour number one. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free. 800-259-9231. The Packet 8 toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. You get to bring up whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all of the features there. They're completely free. That, again, is freetalklive.com. Board up. I can hear some audio of some sort in the very faint, distant background. So, Mark, let's start out by talking about a crazy man.
Okay.
Crazy man.
No shortage of those around.
Crazy man who was arrested. Now, I've been spending a lot of time, probably too much time, on the law enforcement forums here this week.
Uh-huh.
And one of the topics that was posted recently was, mm-hmm. essentially, the topic thread was, FTL Ian, you're welcome. And I didn't do anything to provoke this. The guy just posted this thread
mm-hmm.
about how I should be saying thank you to the military for keeping me free.
And consequently, the police officers?
Hey, yeah, it was really a thread more about the military.
Okay.
But I guess it was sort of on the sidelines about police officers. And I was thinking about that when I read this story on ABC News, in that if indeed the military's purpose is to keep us free... And I don't believe that to be the case at all. I believe it would be true if we were being attacked and they were actually defending somebody that was attacking the United States, which hasn't happened for a long time.
I think the servicemen and women that are in the military are willing to do things that to keep us free, but I don't think that their criteria is nearly as strict as what mine is.
I think that if indeed it is true that the military is out there to keep us free... then this is a bit of a contradiction to that. What happened to this guy? According to ABC News, FBI agents have arrested a St. Louis businessman who they say posed as a highly decorated Marine major, even though he never served in the Corps. 48-year-old Michael Weilbacher was arrested while attending a local Marine Corps League meeting. Federal authorities said he was spotted earlier this month at another event, the Marine Corps Annual Birthday Ball, wearing several distinguished medals. Quote, he was wearing the Navy Cross, 2 silver stars, 4 bronze stars, and just about every medal in the book, said Major William G. Dragon, who attended the event and told ABC News that he immediately became suspicious of Weilbacher. I mean, he's got so many medals on, he'd drown if you put him in a pool. I mean, he was essentially really loaded up.
Okay.
And so...
Get a real, what do they call that, fruit salad on his chest.
Yeah. And he's just a crazy man, apparently, who wants to be... wants to pretend like he's a hero. And
okay.
If the military is really out there fighting for freedoms, why isn't one of those freedoms the freedom to pretend like you're a hero? Why is it illegal for this man to masquerade himself as a hero? Why is there a law against this?
I don't know, but it's strange. I guess the biggest problem I have with this is that somewhere... down the line, my tax dollars, or at least someone's tax dollars, are going to keep this guy in jail for pretending to be a Marine. Now,
right.
Wait a second. If you don't think, if for some reason you're defending this, if you're thinking in your mind, well, you know, it's pretty nasty to pretend to be a Marine, and blah, blah, blah. I want you to ask the question, well, what's the penalty for pretending to be a radio talk show host?
There is none.
What's the penalty for pretending to be a person that works at McDonald's?
None.
Pretending to be a telephone operator. Probably not on the telephone.
None.
Just posing as a telephone. Like, I have the job.
I think I see where you're going with all this.
And the thing is if you don't think that these people think they're better than you, then you're mistaken. Unfortunately, our law enforcement officers, our military people, you know, somewhere along the line, they became moved up a couple of notches in towards godhood from the rest of us. Consequently, they're able to do what they want to us. And I have a real problem with that.
Now,
firefighters are up there, too. I was a volunteer firefighter for a period of time. But what if
right.
I wasn't? Should I go to jail for saying
well, now, I can understand the law about impersonating a police officer. You know?
Impersonating a police officer, at the very least, impersonating a police officer in uniform.
Right, because if you're out there impersonating a police officer with the intention of, say, making somebody think you're a cop so they give you money for a ticket or tricking a woman into giving you sexual favors to get out of what she believes is a speeding ticket, or whatever the reasons, or maybe just to get into somebody's house so you can harm them in some way. I can see that that could be a problem. But
I can see there's a problem, but I think you have to, you should have to show harm. And if you're not able to show harm,
then I agree.
If I go into a bar and I sit down next to some chick who, says, you know, I sure do love coppers. And I say, well, that's funny.
Yeah.
I am a copper. And I'm sorry. It's a waste of people's money to put me in jail for lying about that.
That I agree with. I agree. If you're hurting somebody or if there's an intent to harm or defraud or something like that, then I agree with that.
Well, one might be able to argue intent to defraud, but not defraud them.
Defraud out of money or harm them in some way. But when it comes to this guy, who was just wearing a few bronze stars and Navy crosses and pretending like he was a hero, just so he could maybe fit in or get some attention from people that he probably looks up to and wants to feel like he's a part of their, you know, club, basically. I see absolutely no reason this man should be arrested, and certainly, as you pointed out, no reason that we need to be paying for all of this. Well, let's go on with the story. He boasted of getting his Navy cross by leading a secret mission against drug cartels in Colombia, which seemed very strange to me, according to the actual major who had sort of caught him.
Mm-hmm.
Weilbacher's girth also raised suspicion, Dragon said.
Okay.
He's massively overweight, something like 400 pounds, and yet he claimed he had just left the Marines, which didn't add up because he would never meet USMC physical standards, according to Dragon.
They're very strict on that.
Federal authorities say there's no record of Weilbacher ever serving the Marines, and he was charged under a federal law that makes it illegal to wear armed forces medals without being authorized. Also, the charge carries a penalty of six months in prison.
I violated that law.
Really?
Yeah, in high school, I went to yard sale. And I picked up some medals that I thought were interesting looking, and I put them on my jacket. I didn't try to make anyone believe that I had earned these medals. I think that they would be an idiot to think that a 127-pound, 17-year-old boy, in fact, had military medals.
Right.
I just had them on the jacket.
And you didn't know it was against the law, right?
Right. And here you go. One more law violated.
Just imagine, as you were leaving wherever it was you were, you could have been arrested for this.
High school.
A bill currently before Congress. Oh, by the way, I said there was 6 months in prison that he could be facing. It's a penalty of 6 months in prison and or a fine of $50,000.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
A bill currently before Congress, the Stolen Valor Act of 2005, would also make it against the law to make verbal or written fraudulent claims of having been awarded medals or decorations. FBI agent Tom Catone Jr., who has investigated more than 200 cases of imposters wearing military medals.
This guy has a really dumb job.
This is his job, is to investigate these claims? Please, aren't there murderers or rapists out there that the FBI could be going after? Really, this is just more evidence that there's absolutely no use whatsoever for federal police. Please.
I would like to know the reasons for federal police.
He says they do it to feed their own egos and gain instant respect and admiration. Well, so what?
Yeah.
If they get caught, they should be excluded from the group. This guy was caught at a Marine Corps annual birthday ball.
Don't you think that this could have been handled just as effectively by, somebody getting up in front of the microphone? Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. I just wanted to point out, you see the fat guy down there? Yep, Dan. He's lying about having been in the Marines. He's lying about his Silver Star. He's lying about his Bronze Cross. He's lying about all of it.
Embarrass this guy. He'll leave them probably in tears if you were to do something like that to him. And that'd be it. Okay, he might show up at the Veterans of Foreign Wars meeting the next month looking for somebody to accept him. But eventually,
the
word's going to get around.
VFW. That's fine.
Word's going to get around.
If he tries to show up in a wheelchair, to tell the disabled veterans of America, too, that this guy's lurking around and wants some attention.
Right. We just don't apparently have enough laws telling people what they can and can't do. Well, anyway, the FBI agent says the imposters also attempt to enhance their careers and achieve financial gain. There are probably thousands of individuals currently wearing unearned medals and decorations and thousands more making false claims of receiving military awards. How is it that this gives you financial gain, exactly? Is it when you're applying for a job, somebody's going to give you a raise because you
got a medal?
Does.
I'm sure it
well,
does.
Well, then it should be on them. It should be their responsibility to check out your claims. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Improve your home's comfort and beauty. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance and may also help reduce your energy costs. Call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. Offer ends 12/30/06. Subject to applicant credit worthiness. Installation provided by Sears authorized licensed contractors. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. Improving your home has never been easier. Call Sears at 1-800-393-8378.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard to find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. The packet 8 toll-free lines. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
That's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Over 140,000 posts, over 1,300 people interacting on our bulletin board system. And you can get on there for free as well. Head over to bbs.freetalklive.com and enjoy it. It's a lot of fun. bbs.freetalklive.com. Talking about a pretty disturbing case. about a guy who, a St. Louis businessman. His name is Michael Weilbacher. He's 400 plus pounds. And apparently he's just been sort of showing up at various Marine Corps functions wearing medals that he didn't earn.
Yeah, real poser.
Yeah, he's just a guy that wants to have some friends in the military, right? He's somebody that wants to feel like he was a hero, even though he's just a fat guy, basically.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's a businessman. I mean, you're a hero for being a businessman. That should be enough, but apparently it wasn't enough for him. He wanted to put some fake medals on. I don't know. They might actually have been real medals that he got from somewhere. Who knows?
I'm sure he did. You can get real medals.
Right. So he's got medals on. He's pretending. I mean, it was like, let's see, bronze stars, silver stars, the Navy Cross. I mean, he really had a whole bunch of them, which actually brought extra attention to this guy. He boasted, for instance, of getting his Navy Cross by leading a secret mission against drug cartels in Colombia, which seemed very strange to me, said one of the military experts who was actually in attendance. And you'd think it would have just stopped here, in that they would have just said to the guy, excuse me, Michael, Mr. Weilbacher, we've checked your records, and you've never even been in the Marine Corps. Now we're going to have to ask you to leave our little Marine party. And then he would have said, oh, I just wanted to have some friends. Okay. And he would have turned around and, you know, gone home and cried.
Right.
And that would have been it.
And wouldn't that have been great?
Right, well, that would have been it. Now, instead, they called the FBI, got in touch with Tom Cotone Jr., the FBI agent, who's investigated more than 200 cases of so-called imposters wearing military medals. And now this guy's being brought up on charges, arraigned in federal court on December 7th, could be facing 6 months in prison and $50,000 in fines.
Ridiculous.
And so I went scrolled down here on the ABC News article because they have comments. And you can, and just want to see what people thought about this. And I can't say I'm surprised. David says, with all the problems this government's experiencing, are we actually spending time and money charging men with playing dress-up? I admit it's wrong and a slap in the face of all the men and women who've served so bravely, but was anyone really hurt by this? Response from another
It's sort of, to some extent, it's sort of like making flag-burning illegal. You know, I mean, it's that same line of reasoning.
Yeah, it's that same, this is my country.
This thing is sacred.
Mm-hmm.
You can't desecrate it.
And somehow it's desecrating a piece of metal. I guess it's desecrating the other guys who actually earned it, right? That's
sure.
The suggestion?
Yes.
I don't know. Even that may be true.
I would say that it's a desecration. I'd say it's a desecration in most cases to give the piece of metal to someone because here is, you know, your limb that you lost is worth this shiny little piece of pot metal that's painted gold and purple.
Well, I mean, it means something. It means something to them, and that's fine.
Right, but they're
assigning
meaning.
There's no need to minimize. I understand. There's no need to minimize what it means to them. However, these big bad Marines should be a little bit tougher than to just say, he's wearing medals and he didn't earn it. Arrest that man. I mean, come on. Can't you just have a little thicker skin than this? Can't you just let him get away with his little imposter gig and just kick him out of your private club? I mean, really.
I think that the military should be giving $1 million instead of Purple Hearts. Every limb I get blown off, I should get $1 million. That'd make me feel better.
Chris writes in, David, you just answered your own question. That slap in the face to those who do wear the uniform hurts real bad. Aww. Mike Jones says, Wikes, what sick kind of pervert would walk around with medals in a uniform trying to convince everyone he's a hero? I'm glad to see the FBI's going after these wannabes. Chris, I think your indignation, just like our president's current war, is misplaced. Does it really hurt so bad for someone currently wearing a uniform to see someone else impersonating them? If so, then they may be in the wrong line of duty. I think David is right. We have much larger problems to worry about now. I think those currently wearing military uniforms would rather see money and effort put into designing and purchasing better personnel armor and equipment, dedicating more resources to on-the-ground intelligence, and most of all, they would like to see more time and effort put into diplomatic efforts so that maybe they don't have to risk their lives.
Nobody wants peace like a soldier wants peace.
Or maybe I'm wrong, says Edward. Maybe you think that they would rather have our government spend more money and resources to make sure that fewer people mimic them instead. And then Red Glare says, what about George Bush playing dress-up in that flight suit on the USS Lincoln? You remember that photo
yeah.
op? I guess because he wasn't wearing medals, then that makes it okay to impersonate a Navy person or Air Force person?
Well, it was, I guess, Navy.
Seems worse than this poor guy, since Bush was trying to dupe the whole nation into thinking he was some kind of war hero. This guy was simply looking for a little approval and isn't worthy of a big ABC News expose. Don't you all have bigger fish to fry as investigative journalists, like lying, posing public servants and presidents? Posing? I'm not sure what that means. But anyway, I think ABC News did a good job here. They didn't necessarily take a position on it. They were just reporting on the fact that this guy was being arrested. In fact, I'm glad ABC News did this, because if they hadn't have talked about this, if they hadn't have reported on it, then we wouldn't have known.
We'd have never known.
Right. This guy would have just gotten arrested, gone to court, been prosecuted, and nobody would have known that it's illegal to wear a military medal without actually having been awarded it. Now you know, and knowing's half the battle. So they say.
It's cute.
800-259-9231 is the toll-free number for you. You can take control of the airwaves. In fact, we're going to jump into an email here in a little bit from... Actually, I'm going to do it now, probably, from Robert Wicks. But I still would like to hear from somebody who thinks that this should be illegal, who agrees that we need to have an FBI agent investigating 200 cases of so-called military imposters. Is this really something that we need to be spending time on? 800-259-9231.
Seems ridiculous to me, but...
Robert emails in. He says, I'm from an area so rural that I had relatives in the late 70s, early 80s, who didn't even have indoor plumbing.
Holy crap!
My family has lived on its own land for generations, as one of my ancestors was freed from slavery before the Civil War. Many of my relatives have remained in the same area. As a result, I grew up in a tight-knit community filled with family and had little contact with law enforcement. In my area, the sheriff was responsible for most enforcement, the police were responsible for the municipality, but the sheriff handled the area in which I lived.
You know, it's sort of that way for me growing up, too. I never saw a sheriff out where I lived. There'd be no reason for them to come out there. A cow getting loose? What for?
I never saw those flashing lights come to any of my neighbors' houses. The first time I ever even saw a law enforcement officer up close... outside of one of my distant cousins, who was a deputy who I rarely saw in uniform, was at school during some DARE thing or something. My point in this is that I didn't have a negative view of the police as I was growing up. They were not much more relevant to me in my mind, as were the guards at Buckingham Palace. I have generally a favorable view of people, and I didn't see officers as being any different. Then, I went to Atlanta. We'll continue his story here in a moment. 800-259-9231, the story of how he had an entire shift in opinion on his thoughts on the police. Went from not really having much of an opinion or thinking favorably towards them to something completely different. We'll give you his story coming up, yours as well, about whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the total transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more backtalking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Shelly, you look exhausted. What's wrong?
I am so tired. I just get so hot at night and can't sleep. I have tried everything. All kinds of fans, sheets, pillows. You name it, I've tried it.
My husband has always been a hot sleeper. He's never had a good night's sleep. Then we discovered something that really helped. It's called the Bedfan Personal Cooling System.
The what?
The Bedfan Personal Cooling System. It will keep you cool all night long and will work for everyone that sleeps hot, no matter what the reason. You can see it at bedfan.com.
How well are you sleeping? Are you getting the rest your body needs? Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The Bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? Or are you looking for the perfect gift for that person who has everything? The Bedfan is the answer. Visit us today at www.bedfan.com. That's www.bedfan.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Freak Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8 toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Shrine of Female Listeners awaits you. Dozens of ladies, dozens and dozens of them from around the world, have sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com to see what that's all about. Again, shrine.freetalklive.com. And register now for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. I'm going to hear a speech by John Stossel entitled Enemies of Liberty. The three-day event starting on February 23rd in 2007. And you can get registered now and learn more at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. And again, freestateproject.org/libertyforum. As we continue, an email from Robert in Georgia telling us about how he's had a bit of a perspective shift over the years when it comes to police officers. He said that when he was growing up, he lived in a very rural area. And, in fact, his family didn't even have indoor plumbing. And so rarely did he see the police coming out. In fact, he says he didn't even remember it happening at all. They never came out to visit his neighbors or anything like that. There wasn't a crime problem out there.
Darn rural, I must say.
As he was growing up, he had very little contact with law enforcement. And as he was getting ready to go off to college, by the time he was, even when he was in his teens, as a young black male, he still didn't see officers in a negative light. He had a very favorable view of all people, and that, by proxy, included law enforcement officials. Well, when I came to Atlanta, says Robert in his email, to go to college, I had a number of friends from cities. They all had negative views of the police. I found this curious and was unsure that if it was due to genuine oppression or them just associating with criminals. I was, and still am, very much a nerd and read far more than I watched television. So I never saw street activity, either in person or on television. During my time in Atlanta, however, my encounters with police, both in person and by proxy, have changed many of my attitudes. I've been stopped by police for a broken taillight and had lights shown into the car with him searching for stuff. I've been in a friend's car when the police have
now,
had...
Now, that's the worst thing that ever happens to you when dealing with a police officer. You've done real well.
Okay, that's fine, but it's still pretty intimidating and scary.
It's a little, I don't know. I mean, having a cop look, you know, use his flashlight to look around, I don't know.
They're looking to find something to arrest you with.
If they're
that's
looking,
the purpose of that.
If they're looking to find something to arrest me with, I'm in pretty good shape. If they, in fact, have what they're going to arrest me for in their pocket, that's when I'm in trouble.
That's true. He says, I've been in a friend's car when the police have had everyone get out while they searched it. We were doing nothing wrong, given no explanation, and were not arrested or warned for any activity. During these encounters, the sense of menace and potential for death was quite palpable. It was apparent that I was not engaged in an association with somebody who considered me an equal, and that sort of thing tends to turn people off. In fact, to comment on that, that much is true. I get that feeling from a lot of police officers. Not all of them. I want to make sure that I'm, you know, very careful about saying this here. I think a number of them do realize that they're just people, too, just doing a job. But I think a lot of them have a real us-versus-them mentality. And as I was pointing out, I've been posting on the law enforcement forums at lawenforcementforums.com, just kind of exploring some ideas with these guys. And I've just been getting just the most negative comments.
Well, they deal with some tough people to deal with on a daily basis, and I can understand as they get to know you better, perhaps that'll change somewhat.
Well, just an example of some of the things that they've said. There's this reputation thing. They can slap you with negative reputation, sort of like we have that sort of on our bulletin board, but you can't identify on ours who's giving it to you. Mm-hmm. Here you can. And they actually can leave comments. Here's a couple of them. Choke on your own vomit.
Nice.
F you in the A with a wire brush. Crawl back Ooh. Under your rock. And then they just go on.
Yeah, well.
So the
internet breeds things like that.
Yeah, I guess so. But nonetheless, it just sort of shows you some of the mentalities that we're dealing with here. Anyway, back to Robert's email. He says, once I turned around to avoid a roadblock just so I wouldn't have to deal with the police. I had three friends in the car with me. We were all black males aged 18 to 21.
That's trouble.
Three of them were in college. None had records.
Huh, that's really funny.
Why was I so nervous? Well, back in the day, I was
three black guys in a car that were between the ages of 18 and 23. And
well, that normally would be enough, but there's more. Back in the day, I was a rapper. We were building a studio in my apartment, and we were looking to buy a fairly expensive piece of equipment with cash. We had something like $3,200 in the car with us at that time.
Mm.
Though the money was obtained completely honestly, we couldn't take the chance that the police were going to steal it and potentially try to lock us up on some trumped-up charge to boot, which is very, very realistic possibility.
Yeah, it really is.
By that time, I'd had enough personal experience, heard enough news reports, and been told enough accounts by friends and family to realize that the best policy for me regarding the police is to avoid them. I'm a middle-class black man who has never been in trouble for anything, but I feel safer around a group of ordinary people, even if I know for certain that there are criminals among them, than if I'm around an on-duty officer. Maybe that's just paranoia, but that's just how I feel.
Hmm.
My attitude towards...
I don't feel that way.
What do you mean?
Well, I would generally... If there's an officer around, I don't feel like I'm going to be in any trouble from that person.
You're also not a black man.
I'm not a black man, and I'm not in my early 20s. You know, if they give me trouble, they're going to have some back, and it's probably going to be from a legal standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
But they... You know, I don't feel that way. That doesn't come over me. That's not the way I live, but I... my best friend, as you know, is black, or sort of, and he grew up in Manhattan, and he never had any problems with the police or any run-ins or anything like that, and he moved to Florida, and he says he's been pulled over for driving while being black like three times since he's
really
been living in Florida. It's probably been 5 years. So maybe things are different in different places, too.
Well, he is talking about Atlanta, and...
Atlanta is mostly a black town, or at least a lot of places it is. I don't know how their police department is. I haven't spent a lot of time in Atlanta.
But. He says, my attitude toward police is very similar to that which my father has described to me about white people in general when he was growing up. This sort of fear has been common amongst black people, and it's sometimes difficult for other ethnic groups to understand it. One of my friends is married to a white woman, and he told me how they got stopped. And she was asking him why he was so deferential to the officer rather than standing up for his rights. He had to explain to her why he doesn't have some of the liberties that she might be used to in that regard. blacks really have never had those kind of liberties generally. That's one of the reasons the return to freedom and the "this country used to be much more free" mantras don't do anything for us. I understand what's meant by that, because Robert is a libertarian, but for a lot of blacks, that sounds like, get government out of the way so we can put these blacks back in their place. That misunderstanding is one of the things which has prompted me to write in. So the idea being that, you know, maybe this whole let's get back to freedom concept isn't really so tantalizing to black people. And I can see where he's coming from.
You know, I he has mentioned that before, and I can definitely see, and I've tried to mention that, but he does understand how some freedoms have crumbled, and whereas in other cases other people...
Well, he understands it because he's done the research, and he's educated himself on these issues.
Right.
When it comes to just your average folk...
Right. Let's return to the freedoms we used to have.
Well, whether white or black, I mean, the average Americans don't understand any of this stuff. But that said, once I think I've had experience communicating liberty to black people, and they are very open-minded to it. All you have to do is talk about what's going on today.
Yeah.
You don't have to talk about returning to yesteryear, because if you are hearkening back to 1776...
Yeah. The Constitution really isn't that valuable to black Americans, considering they're outlined in it as worth three-fifths.
Yeah. So, really, what you want to talk about is, when you're doing outreach to black people, is you want to talk about how they are being oppressed by the government today, and how reducing the size of government is obviously going to help them. It's going to put them in a better position to open businesses, a better position to create wealth for themselves.
Right.
These are things that all people want to do.
A better place to not be discriminated against by law enforcement. Whether or not they are discriminated against by law enforcement, a lot of them feel that way. As a matter of fact, most of them feel that way.
I think they have a legitimate reason to feel that way.
I think they do, because it doesn't seem to me like every black person in America would be saying that we're treated poorly by law enforcement if every black person in America didn't feel like they were being treated poorly by law enforcement.
1-800-259-9231. So communicating on today's issues, talking about how lower taxes and more freedoms is going to help them now instead of referencing the past. Good approach. You take control of the airwaves, your show. You bring up anything on the way. The Liberty Dollar is under attack yet again. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-4000. 8880 and order your Tornado unit today. Or visit TornadoAir.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to RoyalPurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and RoyalPurple.com today.
It's America's number one selling brain support supplement, Focus Factor, and you can try it free. Focus Factor supports your memory, focus, and concentration with nutrients that support healthy brain function. And we've got a free bottle just for you, a $75 value. You simply provide $4.95 for shipping and handling, limit one per household. Call 1-800-407-6231. 1-800-407-6231. Come on, it's free Focus Factor. 1-800-407-6231.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features on the site are free. Well, you enjoy them on us at freetalklive.com. Though, if you like what we're doing on the show, head over and shop. Buy some stuff at the Free Talk Live store. Go to store.freetalklive.com. You can buy Free Talk Live branded merchandise like hats and T-shirts. We've also got, I think, the Free Talk Live bowling shirt. There's a flag, which actually technically isn't a Free Talk Live branded piece. It's just something original that Johnson created, which is really cool.
And people like it.
Yeah. Well, actually, we're starting to get some responses in because Johnson sent out, shipped the items, the pre-orders. Those of you who had pre-ordered, he shipped them yesterday and the day before. And I got an instant message from somebody today saying they'd already gotten theirs.
Where's mine?
And, yeah, we haven't even seen them yet. And our listeners are getting them. So they were very, very pleased with the quality of the items that that we're talking about here. So head over to store.freetalklive.com and buy some Free Talk Live stuff. So then, the Liberty Dollar. Something we've discussed before here on the air, something that I happen to be a fan of. In case you aren't aware of what the Liberty Dollar is, you can go to dollar.freetalklive.com to learn more about it. But in essence, it's real money in that it's silver-backed currency. In some cases, it's actual silver. As opposed to, say, you open up your wallet, you look inside, there's greenbacks, those Federal Reserve notes, as they're called.
Right.
They aren't backed by anything. Now, they used to be way back in the day, and back in before it was, I think it was 1934.
They stopped doing that crap.
Yeah, they actually had silver backing, but they cut that out. Now they're backed by nothing, so that basically means they can just print and print the money, and we all suffer the effects of inflation as a result of that. So the Liberty Dollar is sort of a private alternative currency meant to compete with the Federal Reserve notes in the same way that, for instance, FedEx and UPS are private shipping alternatives that were originally meant to compete with the United States Postal Service. And so we've just sort of been following the progress of the Liberty Dollar over the years. I happen to be a Liberty Dollar associate, and I have a number of them myself, and they're fun to spend, and they've got certificates that are actually backed by silver in a warehouse, or you can purchase a one-ounce silver round or a half-an-ounce silver round at, you know, $10 or $20 values, and they're very cool things. Unfortunately, they've come under attack recently. As we explained, I think it was about 2 months ago at this point, the U.S. Mint came out with a press release that actually got some national attention that essentially said that the Liberty Dollar is illegal, whereas the Liberty Dollar has been around.
If it was illegal, then they should have arrested some people, right?
Right, and they haven't.
So, must not be illegal.
No, it's not. They're just making a lot of noise for some reason. And I guess they're getting scared. The Liberty Dollar has been around since 1998, so, I mean, coming up here on 8 years, it's been around, and they haven't done anything to this point.
Right.
In fact, there's quotes on the Liberty
Dollar. Must not be too illegal.
They checked it out because sometimes the Liberty Dollar Associates will go and spend a Liberty Dollar at a certain store,
right,
and the business owner will be curious or skeptical, and he'll call the Secret Service, for instance, about counterfeiting, or he'll call the U.S. Mint to verify that these indeed are legal, and they've had their endorsement in the past. So all of a sudden, the tune of the U.S. government has changed.
Well, not the whole U.S. government. It's like the Mint and then other
The Mint and the Treasury, I believe, is the other office. But their tunes have changed all of a sudden, and they put out this press release, which essentially was nothing more than a hit piece against the Liberty Dollar a couple months ago, and we reported on that. Now, it turned out to be pretty good for the Liberty Dollar people because all this press got national attention. It was spread all around the place and all around the country, and they got 10 times the inquiries they normally did. As far as phone inquiries, people calling their toll-free lines?
Yeah, how bad is that? Give me some more press.
Give you some more bad press, you think. Well, it hasn't stopped there. And this from the latest Liberty Dollar newsletter, things are kind of getting complicated at this point, and it's pretty disturbing. From Bernard von Nothaus, the actual gentleman behind the Liberty Dollar, the creator, the monetary architect, I believe he calls himself. He says, the Liberty Dollar is now under attack from our bank. On Monday, November 20th, the Evansville office, that's their home office, received a certified letter from our bank, which said, please be advised that if you do not close your account within 15 days of the date of this letter, Old National Bank will exercise its right to close the account. Had we bounced checks? No, not a one. Were we a difficult customer? Definitely not. Had we done anything to warrant the bank to close our account? No. But obviously something upset the banking powers to be. The VP for bank security who ordered the letter told us they had investigated our business and said that the nature of our business was too risky for them? Of course, the bank's actions clearly the result of someone calling the bank and telling them to close our account. I mean, really, why would you want to turn down money?
Yeah,
as a banker.
Certainly sounds like somebody's putting the muscle on him.
Right. Probably the same person. Now, this is speculation, of course, but probably the same person who told the U.S. Mint to issue their warning. The same person who told CBS Lies or News to do their dirty work. The same person who urged the Washington Post to write their propaganda to kill the Liberty Dollar idea. The same morally corrupt person that might even be reading this newsletter. The Liberty Dollar's clearly under siege. Quite simply, without a bank account and merchant card services, it's all but impossible to do business in this day and age. We face the real possibility that the Liberty Dollar could die and put all the ideals that it stands for at risk. A very sobering thought, I dare say. And he goes on to say, does this alarm you, that you should maybe get in touch with them, help back up the Liberty Dollar, call your local media organizations, etc. But there's more. Their executive director has resigned. And they just hired this guy not 3 months ago.
Huh.
He says, number two, it was with shock and disappointment that I must now inform you that Mike Johnson has resigned, telling me he was too concerned to be the executive director. So now I have to add courage to my list of requirements for an executive director. Of course, this experience cost us a lot of money, as we invested in Mike with the idea that he would generate more volume, but that wasn't the case. In fact, we have very little for his 2.5 months on the job. We wish
your first 2.5 months aren't going to be your most productive 2.5 months.
Sure, but he collected his paycheck and then ran out the door.
I know, but at the same time, you know, that's not the... He invested in an employee that he thought was going to work out.
All of this is awfully coincidental. The bank decides to close their account, the executive director resigns, and, number three, the bank action and Mike's departure isn't all. Threatening letters have been received via certified mail by all of the RCOs. Now, these are the regional currency offices. These are the people that, sort of in different areas of the country, receive large amounts of Liberty Dollars and sort of parcel them out to local associates. They're kind of the upper-level distributors, if you will. So they've gotten certified letters from the chief counsel, Daniel P. Shaver, for the U.S. Mint. The Treasury letter rehashed the Mint's warning that it's illegal and informed all of us that the Department of Justice has determined that the Liberty Dollar is illegal per Section 18 U.S.C. Section 46. Of course, that's grossly erroneous, as Section 46 only pertains to passing or uttering an item of gold or silver as a government coin, legal tender, or current money. The Liberty Dollar has never been passed or uttered as government money, and they should know that, hence the use of the propaganda machine to extinguish the Liberty Dollar. So what they're saying is, the U.S. Mint is saying, this is illegal if you claim it's a U.S. currency. But
obviously,
they've never claimed that. They're claiming it's an alternative to U.S. currency.
I think that there's perhaps been times when people have used it and claimed, you know, something like, or made, or the people that that the currency was used on might have gotten the impression that it was U.S. currency. Like, for instance, if you were using one of the Liberty Dollars, and I said to you, and you were a little less than bold about your use of it,
mm-hmm.
I might say something like, "Is this real?" And then you'd say, "Yes, it's real." I might interpret that to mean it's U.S.
Sure.
currency. You might interpret it to mean it's matter. It has weight and takes up space.
Right.
And
even that, even
like
saying
that,
it's real isn't a violation.
No.
If you say it's legal tender, if you say it's a coin, these are all terms that, these are terms for government money.
Right.
And you get specific instructions to not do that sort of thing when you become a Liberty Associate. Anyway, there's more, Mark. There's now a new phone number for the Liberty Dollar. Because for some reason, their vanity phone number has, according to them, there's no shortage of problems. Even renting our vanity phone number became a problem. So they had to buy an entire new toll-free line.
Good Lord.
I mean, is this all just a coincidence? Or is somebody pulling some strings behind the scenes and threatening people?
One might get that impression.
Sending threatening letters to the associates and the RCOs, essentially saying this is illegal, trying to scare them out of the business. Trying to scare them away from the Liberty Dollar. Of course, they know better. And hopefully they'll ignore it.
Well, the people that would become associates wouldn't be likely to be scared in that.
No, manner. Not likely. But they're trying anyway. And the really bad part about the fact that they can't actually use their old number is if you get a Liberty Dollar that was made before this year, then it's going to have that old number on it. And so that means only their website will be good. So people are going to be calling that old number, and it's going to make them look bad.
Yeah.
So they're really doing a job on the good people over the Liberty Dollar. It's really sad. More is on the way. Again, you can learn more at dollar.freetalklive.com. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's our number for you to call in and bring up whatever you want. Hour number two is coming up. You take control. It's Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
People are you.